You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. On my last video, titled "Doesn't Fit the Narrative," the monk on top of the mountain, aka Hammerhand, left a comment that eventually police forces across this country were one day going to face a reckoning, in which the citizenry were eventually going to get so fed up that the citizenry themselves were going to end up going on the attack. Now, under his comment, Ghost Shura left a comment in reference to a video done by the Angry Prepper. Now, I watched the Angry Prepper's video in which he made a prediction based on a new plan by New York City Mayor Eric Adams and how police officers who are going to be patrolling solo might end up catching beatdowns. And gentlemen, that prediction has already come true. Now, I'm going to read this article, which is unnecessarily long, but of course, I'm going to chop it down to size and give my opinion afterwards. Now, this article was published on the 22nd of June. NYPD officer assaulted by homeless man grabbing for cop's gun after Adams orders solo subway patrols. Boy, talk about a dumb plan. A New York City Police Department officer was assaulted on the first full day of New York City Mayor Eric Adams' new solo subway patrol plan when a homeless man allegedly grabbed for the cop's gun during a struggle. Now, let me go left just a little bit. Let me present to you two scenarios that would have turned out even worse. Scenario one, if this had been a female cop making this patrol. Now, TFM used to say back in the day, when it came to female police officers, that they were nothing more than ammo and weapons pickups for criminals. Why? Because we've seen many videos of police women trying to restrain male suspects and them getting their asses handed to them. Now, the second scenario, what if this would have been multiple assailants who jumped that long cop? Yeah, that would have turned out even worse. Beat down, gun stolen, possibly shot and killed on the platform. Just saying. The plan, also supported by the NYPD commissioner, Keychant Sewell, and MTA chairman Jano Lieber, was rolled out Tuesday despite objections from New York City's largest police union of officers' safety. So, despite the actual cops who are going to be made to make these patrols saying that this is a bad idea, guess what? Those in charge said, essentially, we don't care. The NYPD said a transit officer patrolling alone on the southbound 3 platform of the Pennsylvania Avenue train station in Brooklyn was attacked at approximately 6:45 p.m. Tuesday by a 24-year-old homeless suspect later identified as Alex Ehrman. The officer spotted Ehrman smoking a cigarette on the platform and asked him to put it out. The homeless man then threw himself down the stairs. When the officer approached him to help, Ehrman proceeded to attempt dragging the officer down the rest of the platform, police said. Welp, that's about all I'm going to read from this article. Like I said, it is unnecessarily long. But here we are, gentlemen. Here we are. Now, I find it very interesting that they would roll out this plan. It would seem almost in response to what the Supreme Court just ruled on in regards to civilians and their ability to actually carry firearms. There could be a connection. I could be totally wrong. But, this plan, for all intents and purposes, is absolutely stupid. Why? Well, you have to look at the fact that police forces are already stretched thin as it is. Crime in New York has already skyrocketed. Yeah. But, hey, the people in charge really don't care. As long as they can look good for the cameras, throw out a fake smile, and say, hey, we're here for you, you peons, you peasants. We're going to make your life safe. Nope. But, gentlemen, this right here is definitely a foreshadowing of what Hammerhand and the Angry Prepper said. Eventually, cops were going to start getting attacked. And yeah, this plan by Eric Adams, the first lamb already got served up to the slaughter. So hopefully the NYPD cops are going to say, yeah, we're not going to do this. We've already seen the result. One day after the plan was initiated, a lone cop got attacked. So no, this is a bad idea. You should rescind this. But we know they won't. But gentlemen, ask yourself, if this guy was willing to attack a lone cop, what about a lone civilian? Just saying. But gentlemen, you guys know, prepare. Keep whatever tool on you for self-defense that you can carry, and keep your head on the swivel. Because now, as the summer's here, people are going to be a whole lot more pissed off, especially with inflation, possible food shortages. Desperation is going to kick in, and guess what? Mental instability is going to be on the forefront. So yeah, do what you need to do to protect yourself and stay on, I'm not going to say high alert, but a little bit of paranoia is definitely going to be helpful. Hey, it is what it is. This country's going to hell in a handbasket. So yeah, sit back, enjoy, keep your head on a swivel, and just relax. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. Do you think Hammerhand and the Angry Prepper were right? Do you think we're going to see more attacks on lone cops because of this plan? Let me know. And police, your power is definitely about to go out. Because a lot of people nowadays, yeah, that badge, it ain't cutting it. Especially with so many people nowadays saying that they don't even want to deal with cops. Hey, it is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.